Welcome to the February 2017 edition of Judd's New England Journal, the rather curious monthly musings of Judson Hale, the editor-in-chief of Yankee Magazine, published in Dublin, New Hampshire since 1935, and the Old Farmer's Almanac, now celebrating its 225th year. Thoughts on turkeys and this winter's weather. Unbelievable as it may seem, there may be a link between the two, that is, between turkeys and this winter's weather. Okay, here we go. There's been a whole lot of talk lately about the weather, as always around this time of year. Also, as always, the weather has been weird and extreme. Various parts of the country have been extreme, and many of the old reliable signs have been a bit off, at least so far, in some places. I personally had a hint of said confusing weather this past Thanksgiving Day when I examined, as I always do, the breast of our cooked turkey. You know the drill, I'm sure. If the breastbone is light in color, the coming winter will be mild. If it's blue or purple, it'll be snowy and bitter cold. Incidentally, the turkey must not have been previously frozen. Well, at first glance, our turkey breastbone last year looked to be pretty light in color. Fine, I thought. We'll have a mild winter. But as I write these words in early January, the temperature at my house this morning was 21 below zero. What happened to mild? Will it come later? Well, probably will. I should add here that on closer examination of that Thanksgiving turkey of mine, I discovered that one end of the breastbone was dark purple. I'd never before seen a two-tone breastbone. Sort of confusing. Well, we've all been fooled by weather signs before. It's not that Mother Nature doesn't know what she has in store for us, but rather our interpretation of her signs can be off. And then I'm going to say that I think some of the so-called sayings are ridiculous. Like, why in the world would a warm Christmas mean a cold Easter? It's April 16th, incidentally, this year. If a month starts with good weather, why should it go out with bad weather? Surely if an elderly person makes it through the winter, it doesn't mean he or she will survive the summer. And why should squealing pigs signal a coming blizzard? Well, maybe that one has some validity. I used to think that the most ridiculous old weather saying of them all was, as many days old as is the moon at the first snow, there will be that many snows before crop planting time again. To me, the age of the moon during the season's first snowfall would be irrelevant. Well, some time ago I was attempting to explain this in a talk I was giving to a women's club in Brattleboro, Vermont, a week after a snowstorm had hit New England unusually early that particular year. It was that season's very first snowstorm, and it happened that it occurred when the moon was 2 days old. A perfect example, I thought, of how these old numerical weather sayings simply do not work. So you can see, I said to the ladies, that if the old moon age saying were to be applied to this coming winter, the storm we had last week would be the second to last major snowstorm we'll have throughout the entire winter season coming up. General laughter all around. How silly. But guess what? It was. As I reflect back on that today, I'm beginning to think about that part of last Thanksgiving's turkey breastbone that was dark purple. There's plenty of winter still ahead here in New England, and well, do you suppose turkeys aren't really all that dumb?